If I ask you, what is a prophet? Most of us will immediately in our mind think that a prophet would be someone who knows the future, someone that knows what's going to happen next or what's going to happen at the end of the world. And there are many, many pastors and many, many ministers have preached on prophecy or on revelation. What's going to happen at the end of the world? What's going to happen tomorrow? Like John Hagee down in the San Antonio areas for many, many years. Or if we talk about a prophet, you would think that, oh, I'm thinking about that psychic healing lady on Kemp Boulevard that's going to charge me how much money to tell me what is my fortune going to be for 2018. No, that's not what a prophet is. But do you know that each and every one of you is a prophet? Yes, you are. By the virtue of your baptism, on the day that you were baptized and when I was baptized, we were baptized into the three offices of Christ: priest, prophet, and king. We are Christ's prophet. And what is a prophet? The prophet, just like the first reading said, a prophet is the messenger of God who speaks the word of God according to how God wants it, as he wants it, and is always open to the will of God. Aha. So each and every one of us is a prophet by the way that we speak, by the way that we listen, by the way that we live out what God had already taught us. So a prophet first need to listen, because the prophet cannot speak what God wants him or her to speak if he or she never listened to God. So a prophet need to be well-versed in the scripture. But then we say, oh no, Father, we're Catholic. We don't read the scripture. We do read the scripture. What did you just hear in the first reading? The responsorial psalm, the second reading, and the gospel. We hear the scripture being proclaimed to us, and we are being called to read the scripture each and every day too. So I'm asking you tonight, go home, take that Bible from your fireplace mantle and crack it open, blow off the dust, and perhaps start reading the scripture. The scripture is important because we need to read the scripture in order to know who God is and what he has to say. Because if we are really his prophets, we need to listen to what he has to say and repeat his words to other people. But then a prophet need to be very careful that he or she doesn't speak according to what he or she wants, but speak the word of God with compassion, with patience, and with love. Oftentimes, I hear people, especially married couple, who come into me, and when they start to have marriage problems, or when they are disagreeing with one another or with their family members, they always say, Father, I only speak the truth. I only speak the truth. And this is what I want of him or of her. If he or she would have changed, then everything would be good. Then we wouldn't have to fight anymore. There are days that I'm glad that I'm not married. But even though I'm not married, I hear all marriage problems. And perhaps when we have problems in our own marriage, in our own family, it's because we don't learn to listen to one another. We like to speak. We like to expect. We like to demand. But yet, we haven't really listened and we haven't really speak from the heart. We only hear in order to react. Listen to speak back. We haven't really spent the time to listen to the other person, listen to God, and listen from the heart. So listening is an important part of really being a prophet. Listen to God first. Listen to him working in and through our lives, in and through other people around us. And listen in order to appreciate the blessings. Archbishop Chaput wrote in one of his books, he said, "A sound guide to staying married, staying friends, or simply staying sane is to remember and to honor first the goods in people and in things before criticizing their past and their bad." Let me read it to you again. A sound guide to staying married, married couple, staying friends, those who have friends, or simply staying sane, not going crazy, is to remember and honor the goods in people and in things before criticizing their past and their bad. Oftentimes, we only criticize other people, and we see that on both sides of the political spectrum, haven't we? And we see that in our interaction with other people. We always criticize or look at each other and tell each other what they haven't done, what we haven't done, what we want, what we expect, what we desire. But yet we haven't spent the time to get to know the other person yet. And more important, haven't spent the time to get to know God in order to speak the words of God. From time to time, I would listen to Caleb on the radio. And there was one song that kind of stuck in my mind the other day. It's from Toby Mac. And that song is Speak Life. So when I speak, am I speak of death? Am I speak of jealousy? Am I speak of negativity? Or do I speak life? Do I speak life to other people? Do I give life to other people? Do I share God with other people? Or do I only demand them to be the way that I want them to be? When we speak, we need to speak first, speak God. Second, speak life. Third, if we have to speak the truth, we need to speak the truth in compassion and patience. I don't know about you, when I was younger, I used to go to my spiritual director all the time and complain about my classmates, how they're not praying as they should have, or how they are lazy with their work order and with their chores, or how they wouldn't meet my expectation of what it means to be a perfect Christian or to be a perfect person. And my spiritual director, God bless him, eternal repose, he passed away. Thank you, Father John. But he told me, "Oh, Coy, I hate to live with you. You act like you're God." So one day he gave me a piece of paper and he told me, and this was a quote from St. Augustine, "Prudence is a great sign of wisdom." Sometimes we say, "Oh, I'm just speaking the truth. Oh, I'm just speaking what needs to be said." But have we been prudential in our thoughts, in our words, in the way that we respond to other people? Prudence is wisdom. Because when we practice prudence, we step back to reflect, to think, to meditate, and to really pray about our words and our actions. I'm glad that I'm not God. I'm glad that none of you are God, because I hear you in confessions. But I'm glad that we're not God. But what we need to do is that we need to speak God more than we speak of ourselves. We need to speak love more than we speak of hatred or what things need to be for us. We need to speak life instead of killing each other with gossip, talking behind their backs, and negativities. We need to seek God, to listen to Him, because we are His prophets. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, I challenge you, just like my spiritual director challenged me. And I'm going to finish my homily with the same words that Archbishop Chaput said. So before we say anything, make sure that we remember and honor the goods in people and in things before we start to criticize about their past and their bad. Let us speak God, listen to God, and let us speak the word as He wants it, as He wills it, at the time that He desires it, so that we speak no longer of our words, but we speak God and bring life into every conversation, into every person that we encounter, and in every situation that God has given us in our life. Because why? Because each and every one of us is His prophet. So let us prophesy and speak the words of God.